Greetings, good morning, welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, but streamed 11 to 1 daily. Streamed 11 to 1 daily on 1360, I'm sorry. I'm having a problem with my clock. Okay, I'll begin again. I'll start over. The Present Truth, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. 11 to 1 daily on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday. Sundays, 10 to 1, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Also, I am live in the studio, the KHNC Radio Towers, streamed on 1360KHNC.com, and also again on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, either the Present Truth or the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry website. To begin today, the debate last week, now there are, Trump is being indicted for murdering an elderly man on CNN last Thursday night. So there's a new indictment for Donald Trump. And, according to the article I'm reading from, whatdoesitmean.com, it's satire. Tonight's presidential debate ended abruptly when Donald Trump was served with papers notifying him that he had been indicted for the murder of an elderly man on CNN. Quote, "Hey, I didn't do anything," Trump told authorities. "He was like that when I got here." Trump, who had planned to debate President Joe Biden, argued that the strange old man kneeled over all on his own. Trump said, "The very idea." The old man said before slumping over, Biden says, "The very idea," before he slumped over into the nearby podium. It was also at this point that Trump discovered the man had been propped up by an apparatus that could not stand on his own. "You know, I got here and everything was fine. CNN is fake news, but I'm here and they've been nice tonight," Trump said. "But then there was this dead old man in the corner and I thought, wow, the game must be afoot, you know. And believe me, I was about to solve this murder before you got here." "Yeah, yeah," said Officer Nolan of the Atlanta Police Department. "Why don't we talk about this downtown?" At publishing time, Trump had been indicted again for the murder of the Democratic Party. So on Thursday night, Trump murdered the little old man, Joe Biden, and the Democratic Party. Satire. But in a sense, today or yesterday, we find out that Biden admits that he almost fell asleep on the stage. This is making some of the hosts on other networks today. They're discussing the fact that Biden admitted he almost fell asleep during the debate. There's a panic with CNN, all of the CIA mainstream networks. The machine panic that he would admit that he almost fell asleep. So Trump did destroy Biden's political career also, and the Democratic Party. the new party, the new, at this election time, I guess I would say that there will be, after this election, whoever is placed in the position of president, this will, for the most part, I'm of the opinion, will be the end of the Republican and Democrat parties. There will be a new system in America. So you could say that Donald Trump, he destroyed the Bush political dynasty, the Clinton political dynasty, the Biden dynasties, and also the Democratic Party. I had read yesterday, Project 2025, should Trump win the election, he will reinstate the Article F, which will basically give him the power, should he be seated once again as president, it would give him the power to dismiss all of the, good, we're back on the clock, great, dismiss all of the, I'll discuss this when I get back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Turn now, Trump and the Schedule F. And when this new administration took over, the first thing they did is they eliminated this Schedule F, which would give the President Trump the right to replace all of Obama's appointees in all of the different agencies throughout the country. This has the Democrat Party and the Uniparty scrambling. So anyhow, Trump has destroyed the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is about to end. What we understand, know as the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is headed for, on the way to, the landfill of history. May sound odd, but it's the truth. Donald Trump, the destroyer of dynasties. Now, a few years ago, 3 years ago, after Trump won election, there was a, I gave a an analogy. I likened Donald Trump to the eye of a hurricane. The hurricane that I'm speaking of was a political move in America that would bring about a new world order. And the new world order would be in the hands of the power structure in the United States of America. The hurricane began with Jimmy Carter. And you have these five categories of hurricanes. They do include a sixth, but not really. We haven't really seen category six, which would be winds over 185 miles an hour, holding a steady 185 mile an hour speed. But with the hurricane analogy, Jimmy Carter, the breeze was no longer a breeze. It began to be a hard wind. With Reagan, the winds intensified. Let's say with Carter, the wind speeds were up to just under 74 miles an hour, which would be just below a Category 1 hurricane. Reagan would have been a Category 1, which would have been 74 to 95 miles an hour. And George Bush Jr. would have been the Category 2, the winds 96 to 110 miles an hour. Clinton, Category 3, 111 to 129 miles an hour. Category 4 would have been George Jr. Those wind speeds, 130 to 156 miles per hour. Category 5, you could say, would have been Obama. And those wind speeds were 157 and higher. By the time that Obama reached office during his 8 years, the momentum of the New World Order, the objective American world hegemony, total hegemony, was the wind speeds, the destruction that all of the laws passed, Obamacare, Obama trade, etc., had pretty much decimated. And the attack on the Christian churches, I don't mean just evangelical, I mean all seven of the lampstands, mainstream denomination, Catholics, Lutherans, Greek, every Christian, true Christian assembly or belief system, including the charismatic Pentecostal fundamental Christianity. The laws that were passed were nothing less than demonic. By the time Obama finished his administration, we as a country were on the way to the citizens of the country, complete total control of the citizen, of the country, everything, real estate, banks. But Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane. The analogy I'm giving you, I'm using as a backdrop, Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, a riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. The final seven American presidents, Donald Trump being number seven, the eye of the hurricane. And the economy, the winds died down, the destructive forces politically began to abate, a soft breeze, the clouds dissipated, sunshine once again. And what I mean by sunshine is one final time where Yahweh, God, our Father, allowed peace and allowed a time to breathe in this country. And we were able to, once again, the middle class began to gain a little momentum economically, businesses, oil and gas, everything was really blessed. But Donald Trump was only the eye of the hurricane. The second half of the hurricane has already begun. The second half of the hurricane began when this individual that we call president that isn't, Biden, and the cabal behind him, when they once again began to change and revolt and to literally revolt against Donald Trump. The revolt wasn't only against Donald Trump. It was against God himself. And the New World Order, these people, they are in secret societies, and they serve their own interests, and they once again, the destructive winds began to blow. Have the winds from the time that from the time that Donald Trump left the position in the White House, have the destructive winds begin to blow again? Yes, they have. The evidence is overwhelming. Now, in the riddle, I emphasize this, in that riddle, in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, there are seven presidents of the United States. One of those presidents has an additional 8 years of power. An additional 8 years. So one of those presidents is in power for 16 years. There are eight administrations, but only seven individuals. And one of those individuals has a second 8 year time in power. We're at the edge of that 8 year period, where one of those seven resumes the presidency or the power, the head of power in this country. I state repeatedly for the last 2.5 years, there's only one person that really fits that description, who could come back, who's young enough. It would not be Donald Trump. he will not take a second 8 year, or he didn't even get the first 8 years. He only got really four plus being in the on the stage. But the individual that replaces Donald Trump in this election season is going to be Barack Obama. I am not asking you to believe me. I'm presenting something to you that is unbelievable. According to our Constitution, it is impossible. There would have to be anarchy. There would have to be a coup, a straight-out coup, just like the coups in Venezuela and Argentina and all the nations of the world that we are always, we have a hand in. So why, if the CIA can go into a nation, oust a leader, put in America's choice, like in Ukraine, Ukraine, Zelensky was put in by the CIA, America's military, by this administration. Why can't they and why couldn't they do that in this country? They're masters of it internationally. Why wouldn't they do it in America? They will. The Constitution, as we understand it, as we know it, the laws are soon to be history, are soon to be, I use the term, thrown on into the landfill of history. I'm presenting this to you. Everybody knows, even today, the day before the 4th of July, 2024, deep in the heart of millions of people in this country, there is this sense, foreboding sense, that things just aren't right. We want to enjoy a 4th of July believing that our Constitution is intact, is empowered, is full of, you know, we can depend on the Constitution and the rights that we have through the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. But still, in the hearts of men, I'm telling you, God has put in the spirit that deep vacuum in the heart and in every human being, there is a sense that we're going to enjoy the day off tomorrow, but are we really going to enjoy it? Because we know that in this political season, once again, there is just doubt. There is an uneasy feeling that we don't know what's coming. The present truth. Weekdays on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association. As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, on AmericanFreedomNetwork.com. Americas, plural, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. First hour will be on podcast on either AmericasFreedomNetwork.com or on 1360KHNC.com. The radio towers here in Johnstown, Colorado. At 6 p.m., it is the first hour is aired either on radio or on the internet. Both sites, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com or 1360KHNC.com. So, if my interpretation of Revelation 17, verse 9 and 10, is accurate, then in the near future, possibly in the next 6 months, this individual will once again begin an 8-year run as the leader of America. I know that I always have to look and present to you, to this audience, the perspective of the nations of the world. American people may not, they're not engaged maybe politically like we should be, But the leaders of the world, these men, there is this one constant. There is this one something that is base with the nations of the world. It is a view that is a daily view. America, we get a hiccup, they get a headache. We get the sniffles, the world gets pneumonia. We have a drop in the value of the currency, our currency, and the people of the world starve. The constant is that these nations, the direction that the world will go is set, had been set by the United States. Whatever the next decade projecting, the projections of whatever we say is going to happen in the next 5 years, 10 years, the other nations, they know that they can begin to change economically. They can change the direction they're going militarily. A good example, a terrible, horrible, frightening example, America's coming draft of our young conscription of the young men and women of this country in 2025. To drive my point home, when we made that declaration 2 weeks ago, every nation in the world, every nation, whether they're third world nations, second world nations, every nation began to observe, not observe only. They realized, they knew our plan for 2025. We had just declared to the world that we are preparing for war. We have not had a conscription since the late 60s of American youth. And then from that period of time after the conscription laws were eased, mainly the people that were enlisted, they would take a second, third, fourth, or fifth tour. There are men, I have a friend that is ex-military, and he said, presently, there are men still in the trenches that are 45, 50 years old. The world now realizes America is going to war. That's ominous for the nations of the world because they're wondering, are we going to be targeted? Are the nations in the Middle East going to be targeted? Russia's already has a target on their back. Are we concerned about Russia? I'm going to tell you right now, we're not. We are not. We're not concerned about China. We should be. At some point, Russia is going to be erased as a military power. And at that point, there will be only two threats to the United States of America. One will be China and the Asian sisters. There will be more threats than one. Secondly, will be all of the nations that are part of Operation Sandman or Project Sandman, where they together in unison stop using the American dollar. That's the second threat to America. Third threat is a religious threat, Islam, international. That is a third threat. That is the religious war to come. And that war will be a war against Christianity, Catholic, Lutheran, all of true Christianity, as well as the nations that will resist Islamic rule through jihad and through Shia. Then there will be the armies of the West of Antichrist, his armies, that will be leading off from this point to Armageddon. We are, the handwriting's on the wall. Going back to my point about the nations, they are watching this election. They are concerned. Who is going to be the leader with the hand on the red button come January 1st, 2025? Will that leader have the mindset to go to war? I say yes. Is it Donald Trump? No. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weekdays, 11 to 1. Then podcast on the same site for the first hour. The 2 hours of each program will be shortly on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section, The Present Truth. Both hours will be on, again, 1360khnc.com podcast section. And then at 6 p.m. tonight on 1360 AM radio, also streamed on 1360KHNC.com, will be the first hour, aired from 6 to 7 from our towers. Okay. The hurricane that I speak of in the analogy of Donald Trump began once again when the new administration and their spokesman, Joe Biden, began 3.5 years ago. The winds of destruction began to increase again. When this new individual, who I say again is Barry Satoro, his Christian name, but he's not a Christian, when he resumes power, the hurricane winds will increase at a constant rate, 180 miles per hour, year by year. 190, 200, and by the time he is finished with his 8-year term, America will be basically a total satanic nation that must be judged by God, and God will judge the nation. He says he will judge it, but it's interesting how he judges it. In Revelation chapter 17, says that the king, who's been in power for the 8 years, roughly, is going to join forces with 10 other power structures internationally, and they jointly will all agree to destroy the United States of America. So, he destroys his own nation, but God uses him to destroy this country. You might as well know the future. The future you can depend on is in the Bible. It's not Nostradamus. It is not any of these other people that claim they know things through remote viewing, things of this nature. No. Jeannie Dixon, most don't know who Jeannie Dixon is. The accurate forecasting of things to come is in God's holy word, through the prophets of Israel, through Christ himself, through the apostles of Christ. These are accurate forecasting. They are accurate. I repeat that the problem has always been not what they have spoken, not what they have has been documented and written, but the people that are interpreting. There are people that interpret the scripture and say America is not in the Bible, and that Antichrist will come from England or Saudi Arabia or Israel or other nations. But it's very clear, practically, logically, what is the greatest nation in the world? What is the greatest power in the world, economically, politically, militarily, with technology, with bioweaponry? What is the most powerful nation in the world? This is what is hard for people to do, to admit to what is in front of them. People, believe that out in the wild, that you can go into an area where there are bears or sharks, and you can, tame these creatures. This is prophecy. You cannot dictate what you desire as it pertains to prophecy. You can't. Prophecy is prophecy. You cannot stop Armageddon. We cannot stop an individual that we in the West call Antichrist from taking power, and the person that works with him to bring great destruction to the nations of the world, called the false prophet. youth, people go believe that they can tame these wild creatures and they can live without paying attention to an area where there are a lot of bears. You can't. A small 150-pound bear can tear a 400 or 500-pound man apart in the matter of seconds. They're too incredibly strong. As strong as we may be, no. But the evidence is right before us. The evidence is that America is this big, massive grizzly that, and we're saying, no, it's not a grizzly, it's a panda. No. America, the greatest nation in the history of the world, and it has to be this country that gives birth to the coming Antichrist. You have to think about these things. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. America'sFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth Program.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
The reason Christ gave John the Apostle the vision, which became the book of Revelation, is Christ wanted the world, the end time world, the people of the world, especially in the last decade before his second coming, to realize that God has a desire to protect the people of the world. And his intention is to protect them from the wicked, from those who give their lives to Satan, from the devil worshipers. And God, in the book of Revelation, presents the victims and the perpetrators. He presents the way in which the perpetrators are going to destroy the world and destroy mankind and cull the people of the world in the nations. That is Revelation chapter 6. The means is the four horsemen of the apocalypse: war, disease, famine, the three working together. And God is saying, Christ is warning the, he loves those that he created in the image of God, and those perpetrators, the wicked, they hate mankind because mankind is created in the image of God. Generally, mankind is, when born, they are good, but societies, their upbringing, the surroundings affect them, and they, what they should have been, a blessing to the nations, to the world, to the people, to their families, people around them, they become a curse and an enemy. And in the book of Revelation, it is evident that the nations that work with an end-time empire, Babylon the Great, the nations that work with Babylon are also going to be punished, because the nations that work with Babylon will agree to the plans and the policies of Babylon to disappear the people in their countries and to use these people as guinea pigs and harvest their organs, use them as slaves, use them as tools to sacrifice. I'll be back for the second hour. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the present truth. Weekdays 11 to 1.